Whereas if...
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
This is disgraceful and unacceptable. This is not the way this country should treat their veterans.
House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy responding to news today that members of the California National Guard are being ordered to repay enlistment bonuses.
These are the men and women during the height of Iraq and Afghanistan that were asked that they would give a bonus to them if they would reenlist. It is what was promised to them. It is what they deserve and what they earn.
Donald Trump in Miami slamming Hillary Clinton for her support of the Obama administration and opening up relations with Cuba, saying she's turned a blind eye to human rights violations in that country.
Organizations of the Cuban resistance have struggled for decades to depose the Castro regime. But it's at hand, to free the Cuban people.
More news at usaradio.com.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
If you want to know what's up next, stay tuned to your local news. Sis, I love you, and thank you for believing me. Everything that was said, it was all a setup.
That's the voice of Michael Vance, the man being sought by Oklahoma authorities for allegedly shooting two police officers. Vance claiming on Facebook Live that he was set up in the incident. He also thanked his family for their support of him, but said there's nothing they can do now.
Thank you for trying to help. I appreciate that. I know we didn't get the vest, but it'll be all right. So, this is the interesting part. This is where it gets interesting.
It's a full court press by the White House to protect Obamacare after the revelations of 25% or higher increases in premiums. They trotted out former President Bill Clinton.
100% of Americans would be worse off because you today cannot deny someone coverage based on a pre-existing condition. We do not want to get rid of that.
Government data released yesterday showed premiums will climb much higher than the 25% increase announced by President Obama. USA Radio News.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
A New Jersey man jumped from an overpass with his one-year-old and three-year-old children, and a miracle took place for the children. Here's the story.
Pequannock Police Captain Krista Pike calls it a miracle that these one- and three-year-old children survived. He says it appears their father climbed on top of his SUV with them, and all three went over a 12-foot fence on 287 in Wanacue, plunging 100 feet below into trees.
That looks as if helped to cushion the impact of the children.
They are recovering from injuries. The father pronounced dead. Police say he had left his Greenview Drive home with his children after getting into an argument with his wife.
We have had absolutely no calls for service at this address before.
Scott Pringle, New Jersey.
Donald Trump looking for a way to get around what he calls the biased mainstream media. He's launched his own Facebook news feed.
All right, welcome into Trump Tower Live.
That from the opening minutes last night of something new being offered by the Donald Trump campaign, its own coverage of the Republican nominee on Facebook Live, promising that it will
give you the message straight from the campaign. You don't have to take it through the media filter.
It's promising nightly campaign coverage from Trump Tower in New York City. Last night, at least 50,000 were online watching it when it began. I'm Chris Barnes.
Win or lose on Election Day, the Republican Party may never be the same. A new NBC poll finds 57% of likely Republican voters believe there's a lasting fracture in the GOP. More news online at usaradio.com.
Hi, this is Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters, and we're going to kick the show off in a few minutes after a few words from our sponsors. And before we get started, let me tell you what's happening outside weather-wise, because it's sort of an interesting day. It's our first seasonable day to the point where it is 53 degrees. It's about average, but overnight we're going to get down almost to freezing point with wind chill. God, they're talking about wind chill again this year. With wind chill, it's going to be even worse. So if you got any of those deer flowers that are sitting on a back porch that you've been meaning to bring in, today could be the day. Let me tell you what's happening over the next few days. It looks like for now we're on a daily basis going to have on Tuesday, which is today, a high of 53, which is what it is right now, and a low of 29. Wow, sounds cold. Wednesday, mostly sunny. It's going to be 52 again and a low of 30. Thursday, cool for periods of showers. And it's going to be 51 degrees with a low of 43. So we're not going to get as cold overnight. It's just tonight and tomorrow night that looks like it's going to be those cold, cold nights. Let me run you through a few of our commercials, and I'll be right back.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, and once again, it's Joe Peters. If that last person sounded a lot like me, there's good cause. In effect, I wanted to give you a little bit of my background, and that does a nice job of it without me having to beat my gums and take up a lot of our valuable time doing it. So I'll play that again at the end. My name is Joe Peters. I'm with Weichert in Clinton. I cover all of Hunterdon and Somerset, and I like to say I help you make your goals and dreams come true from a real estate viewpoint. I do that across Hunterdon and Somerset County. So if you or anyone else are looking for or to sell a property in those areas, it's probably a good time to start talking, especially if you're thinking about something in the spring. It's a perfect time to start getting aligned. I've been doing this for 13 years professionally with Weichert, and prior to that, I did it as an investor. So I've got about 20 years of experience in the business. I understand what has to happen in our areas to make things sell and what it takes to buy a house. We actually have two markets going on right now. We have an under 500K market, which is very active, especially under 400K. We do about 80% of our business under 500K and 90% under 600K. So once you get above 5, it's not as active. It starts to taper off. The 5s are very competitive because you got a lot of 6s and 7s now dropping into the 5s to get their property sold. And once you get above 6, the market is pretty soft. It's actually receding a little bit and somewhat concerning. I've sold several $700,000 houses this year in Hunterdon County and Somerset County, but it's not like it once was. I think we're facing economic realities of that people aren't making what they used to make. People aren't having the sizes of the families that they used to have, and they don't really want those mega mansions anymore. So the further west you are and the further high you are in your price, or the higher your price is, you combine those two things, and if you're to the west side and to the high side, it's getting tougher and tougher. But there's still a market. It's not like there's no market. It's just that you got to sharpen the pencil, get an expert in, and help you make things happen. So let's go through the sales cycle. What happens typically is there's maybe 4 or 5 exchanges of property in a typical person's life. Some people stay in the area forever. Some people come into our area and leave our area. But regardless, the cycle is about the same. You make your first time home purchase somewhere between 25 and 35, may even be a little above that at this point in time because the economy was so tough and jobs were hard to get and credit was hard to maintain. We're seeing people getting into their first-time buys a little later in life, but also seeing them get into it a little higher in life. That first-time purchase used to be somewhere between 150 and 250, and I'd say right now it's probably more like between 150 and 3. And that person will either leave a rental or leave mom and dad's place or come out of school and purchase something and try to start building some equity in the area that they want to live in. And we're even finding that the millennials, the people that have turned of age since the year 2000, are thinking, maybe I don't need a house. I'm going to probably change jobs a few times, and maybe I should just keep renting. So rentals are dear, but the first-time buyer's market is better than 50% of our overall market at 100 in Somerset County, and it's a very active market. When that happens, it triggers a chain reaction because the person that that person buys the house from becomes a second-time buyer. And they go out and instead of they've sold their 150 to 300 to the first-time buyer, they're probably going to buy something in the 300 to 500 range. And when that person sells to them, they're going to probably turn around and buy in the 400 to 600 range. And then the fourth or fifth iteration becomes what we're going to talk about today, which are the right-sizing market, the seniors, the people that are trying to consider some other things besides owning a magnificent house. Or in my case, it was being owned by a magnificent house. I hardly had any time for myself. Spent all the weekends working on this great, big, beautiful home that everybody envied and we loved. But we didn't have the discretionary time or money that we were looking for. And what happens when you get to that level is you probably make a right size adjustment. And that's the first time in your cycle of moving up, and you move up every 7 years or so typically. The last 10 years, it's been more like every 12 years because of the economy, but it's been over the last 30, 40 years. People buy or trade up or down every 7 or 8 years. That last adjustment is usually on a downward cycle, both from square footage and from dollar value. You're trying to find something that's just right for your new lifestyle. You'll find that several things happen along the way. I mean, the kids grow up and leave. They go to college. They don't come back. They do come back, even though you change the locks and whatever, they figure out how to get in. But then eventually, they want to be out on their own. And it's just a natural phenomena that people have children who want to move on. And as a result, you become what they call an empty nester. You've got this great big house full of memories, full of big pictures and trophies and college books, and nobody there but you and the wife. So that's one thing that happens. Another thing that happens is that marital status has changed. I mean, we're seeing more and more splitting it up and going your separate ways after the kids are done. The kids were really what held the marriage together. I can't say it's prevalent, but I'm saying it is increasing. We had somebody on talking about gray divorce about 8 weeks ago, and it was a startling conversation. There's a lot of reasons why, and you can find a replay of that show on my website, jpeters.com, under 55 plus radio shows. There's a lot of reasons why people do it. They've decided that they still have a lot of life to live. There's a lot of years left, even though they're in their 60s. And they may not necessarily be looking to live those years in the fashion with the people that they spent their first 60 years with. So, lots of reasons. It's a discussion for another discussion altogether. And then there's health. I mean, we, in effect, see people age differently. Some people are really still going like the Energizer Rabbit into their 80s, and other people are really having struggles in the late 60s. And it's genetics, it's lifestyle, it's some situations that people get into. I mean, there's some pitifully painful commercials on television about drug or smoking or alcohol issues and what it does to people's lives. We all know some stories about it, but it does take its toll. And even just the plain genetics, some people just aren't that healthy that they're going to live to 90 years old, which is what it seems like most people are getting to these days. And one party is in an assisted living already in her late 60s, and the other party just can't manage the house. They can't manage it financially. They can't manage it from a task-wise, and they're thinking about making a change. So that's what's happening cyclical-wise. So how does it affect the seniors? I graduated last year from an SRES, or Senior Real Estate Specialist program, which took about 100 hours of study and a lot of education on what the different factors are when you're dealing with a senior. And I like to say 10 years ago I couldn't spell senior, but today I are one. I passed my 70 mark, and I'm not going to tell you how long ago, and I'm still out selling real estate on a full-time basis, knock on Formica, and I hope to keep doing it for a while. It's a fun business. It's a people business. I enjoy working with people. I enjoy helping people achieve their goals and dreams, as I said earlier, and I enjoy helping some seniors do this as well. I just today, it's today's show is being cut on the 25th of October in 2016, I listed somebody's house in Canal Walk, which is a seniors development in the Somerset section of Somerset County. And it is where mom went to live, spent her last 10 years, and she's just moved into a nursing facility. And after 3 or 4 months, the kids have decided that, well, she's definitely not going to be back here. We might as well get it cleaned up and put it on the market. And quite honestly, we need some money to help pay for the assisted living, so it all rolls together. I see a lot of that. And in effect, once you get into assisted living, you're probably on a long progressive step ladder through that system. And there's a lot of good assisted living programs, both with social services attached and without. And we're seeing more and more people realize that this is the right step for mom and dad. And even though there might have been, I promise you, mom, you'll never go into a nursing home, eventually some hard decisions have to get made. And I saw an interesting statistic as I went through this course, and it said that only 5% of the people in the United States get into assisted living. The balance of it becomes taken care of by either aging in place or, in effect, maybe moving in with children, which is also an aging in place. We're going to talk a little about both of those. And we have some very capable people in Hunterdon County approaching their 90s or in their 90s that are still independent, living on their own, either with or without their spouse. Having both partners live to the 90s is, I wouldn't say uncommon, but it's a little more to imagine than having one live to their 90s, let's say. So we're seeing lots and lots of people live longer and longer. Several reasons. I think our lifestyle is better. It is definitely here in Hunterdon County. We're the healthiest county in the state. Healthiest county in the state. What a nice credential to have. 11% of our county are smokers, the lowest in the state. That is a remarkable number. I don't know how they figured that out, to be honest with you, but I think it's remarkable. And I think when you get into looking at, you're living in a very healthy place, you're living without air pollution, you're living with fairly low crime, if little crime at all, a lot of it adds up to people living longer, and that adds up to different issues. It adds up to all of that discussion that's going on with Social Security. It adds up to, will I outlive my money? It adds up to, how am I going to spend that time? You know, people used to get to 65 and figure they had 10, maybe 15 years. By the time they're 80, they're sort of figuring it's time to flip off the lights and pack it in. But it's not the case anymore. People are actually working into their 70s. In a lot of cases, they have to because of the financial crisis we just went through. And are living into their late 80s, mid-90s very comfortably, and with sound mind and maybe diminishing capacity in body, but still pretty capable of getting around and getting things done. I've got several agents that work in my agency that are in their 80s, and are still out actively selling real estate. I tip my hat to them. I mean, I think it is the probably best thing that can happen to somebody that wants to remain active. And then we've got others that have just tapered off. They still sell some real estate and are in their 70s, but they're not as active as they used to be. So it's a good supplemental income source, and at the same time, they're enjoying life a little bit more. And those people like myself and early 70s, still very active, having his best year ever, and at the same time, enjoying life more than ever, trying to take more time off for vacation to spend with my significant other and to actually enjoy life. So let's talk about what are the factors that are considered when seniors go to sell. When is it the right time to sell, and what makes that different? You need a professional to help you go through that, because there are a lot of things to be considered before you go through the sales process. First things first, I would say if you're looking at when the best time to sell is, you've got to take in a lot of things. And I know, as I stated earlier, our case was we made the decision separately and jointly. We both had said, you know what, I am sick of coming home and working on this beautiful house all weekend long and going back to work. I sure would have liked to have gone to the fair, out to dinner, had enough energy to go out to dinner, even though we thought we were going to go out to dinner and any one of us could get off the couch. And we decided that, why are we doing this? The house owns us. And we decided that because we didn't know what we wanted to do next, we would sell the big mega mansion. We had an over 4,000 square foot house with the two of us. It was literally so big we used to call each other on the phone to find each other. It was luxurious. It was beautiful, nice plantings. It was expensive, and it was time consuming. And that's why we decided to move on. And in our case, we decided to rent for a year or two till we figured out just what it was we wanted to do. And like most times, they call procrastination just the fear of making a decision, we are still renting. It's 5 years later. We've really enjoyed what we're doing. Rental-wise, there's no upkeep, there's no expense to the house. I think we have a thing in our lease that says if the first $50 is our responsibility, ever not you call a landlord. For instance, last year we needed a new furnace and air conditioner. It was an $11,000 tab, and it was time and a landlord. We have an excellent landlord, and he was able to do it that quickly. And now not only do we have more efficient, we're saving a lot of money on gas and electricity with the new systems. So that's a consideration. What is it you want to do with your time? So, is it time to sell your home? Lots of memories. The maintenance becomes a burden. Life events make you make decisions. Aging parent wants to live closer to adult children, and that works both ways. It may be your parent wants to come live with you and there's no room in the house, but if you bought something of an in-law suite, that could work. Or maybe you want to go live near your children, and in effect, you need an in-law suite to do it. Financial concerns. You know, finances, there's a lot of things you can do with finances. If you've got a lot of equity in your house, one of the things you can do is a reverse mortgage. It used to be a taboo subject matter, but today they're pretty good lines of credit where you can take out a reverse mortgage line of credit and not ever touch the money so that it's there, and it increases by the amount of the interest that you would be paying it, not on inflation, which in today's market is probably fourfold what the interest rate actually is. And support services. Are you in a situation where you need some help? I mean, it may not be that you need the help to live somewhere to get it, but you need some daily help at your house, or you need some help getting to the store or to the doctors. Living in Hunterdon County has its pluses and its minuses. I mean, our biggest plus is the bucolic nature and a great sense of security that we have out here. But the biggest minus is there is no transportation infrastructure. Exception may be the Link system, which is a pretty good system. For $2, they'll pick you up on 24 hours notice and take you anywhere. And there's some route services now that go between Flemington and Bridgewater Mall. I mean, it's getting better and better. But it may be that, okay, dad is gone. Mom is still living on her own. but mom isn't able to drive, or maybe dad isn't able to drive at night, and the two of them need some help after hours. There's some support services that can help you get through that. There's also support services for just checking in on you. There's support services like things like Meals on Wheels. We live in one of our most undiscovered assets here in Hunterdon County is the social services that we offer and the lack of knowledge of them. They're really tremendous, and I think if you ever want to understand what it is you'd like to do, I would suggest you call our Hunterdon helpline. I'm not looking to make it any busier than it is, but that's what it's there for, to say, I got a problem. I mean, the problem might be I'm trying to figure out who'd I call to do this. The problem might be I'm all alone and my electricity has been turned off for one reason or another and I need help. The problem could be I'm a young girl and I'm in trouble. All of those things are handled by the Hunterdon helpline, and they will help you get to the right level of service. And then through case management, they will follow up with you and make sure that you're getting the level of service that you need. So let's go to a commercial or two, and I'll be right back.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their... This is Tony Clark, Para Planner.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business at a time.
Hey, and it's Joe Peters, and I'm back with you after a couple of miscues. I didn't want you to have to sit through the same paid commercials that you had heard already, so I started two of them by accident, including one of my own, and then realized that and went on to one that you hadn't heard that was scheduled that I hit the wrong button on. So let's talk about step one, housing options, and what type of senior housing options are available, retirement or age-restricted communities. This is something we're very close to, and we don't have a lot of in Hunterdon County. You can get into age-restricted houses at two different levels. You can get into free market, which means you just go out and find an age-restricted community, and there's no basis to your finances, and you buy into them. A good example of that would be Flemington Fields, start in the low 300s, and there's a development in the Reddington section on Route 22 that Toll Brothers is putting up, and they start around 500. Another option is social supported, or what we call age-restricted but income-restricted as well. And a good example of that might be the Herman Herman Core, I guess it is, facility in Flemington. You're restricted along COA lines. That's Council on Affordable Housing. It is not welfare, but you cannot earn more than. So you can earn, you can live there very comfortably, very clean. If you haven't visited it, it's just if you go down the Church Street going towards the Flemington Circle South, turn right, and on your second corner you're going to see the Herman, and I'm saying Herman, it's not Core, it's Herman. I'm going to look it up so that as I'm talking we can talk a little bit more about it. It has a an income restricted level of probably around, for a single person, $36,000. For two people, it's higher. It's probably in the 50s. Where if you are have limited assets and limited limited income, then this is the solution for you. It gets you into a age restricted, or all people your own age and income restricted, and it's by no means a poorhouse. It is a county function set up through COA, and it just depends on what you earn and what kind of assets you got. Next is restrict residency to adults over age of 55, which is what the 55-plus communities are. And that's really what that is, but it's age and income. They could offer basic services like house cleaning and laundry, and most of them offer a big social network where you can, you're active, you're an active senior. You can get out and go to the movies, go shopping, go on interesting trips. And often they're built with universal design in mind. And what is universal design? It means that as you go into your senior years, there's a lot of considerations, like your ability to get up and down, your ability not to have to go up and down stairs as much, or if at all, your ability to have wider doorways because you need to walk with an assisted walker or something. There's a lot of age-restricted built into these, and there's a lot of different arrangements that they make. They could provide seniors with support services on a community setting. In a community setting, in other words, take them out and bring them back. They can have residents who have medical problems but do not need conditioned skilled nursing. They're usually apartments but can be single-family homes providing board and care, and we do have that in Hunterdon as well. And they encourage residents to bring their own furnishings and make the apartment resemble their former home. Generally, they offer a wide assortment of activities, clubs, transportation, as I mentioned, often accept pets. They encourage residents to maintain their independence while offering them professional medical care and support, and they offer an array of health care, and it depends on the facility, and the costs depend on the facility. If you were to go into Herman Mann as a single, you couldn't earn more than $36,000 the last time I looked, and it's really quite nice. Go over and visit. Now I remembered it's Herman Mann. If you want to go into Flemington Fields, you're going to have the facilities to buy a $300,000. And it's got a beautiful, and they range from $300 to $500. They're a beautiful clubhouse, very active community. Another facility is the nursing home itself. And as I said, only 5% of our people get there. They give you a continuous 24-hour care for chronically ill people. And they have medical on staff. They have physical occupational therapists. And in some instances, it resembles a hospital setting. They're expensive because they provide full-time care, and they're seldom covered by Medicare or most health insurance plans. So they're going to be asset-based. May be covered by Medicaid for those who qualify, and required to meet standards by the federal government, the state government, and maybe run for profit. Continuing care retirement communities is sort of a continuum of care approach. This is one more way out. All residents' needs can be met in one facility. You start at a certain level, you progress to other levels, and then eventually you get into what is more more of a nursing home facility at the very end. But before you get there, home adaptation is something to consider as well. Are you in a home that can be adapted to your new requirements? And by new requirements, I mean, I know for ourselves is a good example. We're on two floors. I enjoy going up and down the stairs. It gives me exercise. But I got to admit, after I go up and down them for half a dozen different times a day, I go up and down them a little slower than I did earlier in the day. But Marilyn is not getting up and down them as easily as possible. And we're considering that maybe we're a year or two away from getting into single floor living just for that reason, because she's having more difficulty now. And I can see that eventually I'll be having more difficulty as well. So that's a unique need for older adults, to be on one floor, or maybe have a two-floor living, but have the master on the first floor and just have a hobby room or a work area or even a guest room on a second floor. And then a lot of times we need to make modifications to our home. Let's say you're in a home that has everything you need. It's got one-floor living, but we need to make some remodeling projects for aging in place. And that means brighter lighting, higher toilets, you know, the absence of two-floor living. You need a specialist that can come in and help you go through what needs to be done and then able to make your house good for aging in place. Now, once you get it to that point, you may need somebody to come in and start helping you. And in that case, we have a host of facilities, including what the 100 and Helpline can help you with, to match your requirements to services that are available here in Hunterdon County. I know we have some 60-plus people that we call once a day and visit once a week that live on their own in Hunterdon County through the 100 and Helpline. That's part of our service. I happen to be on the board. It's run by Susan Lax, who has a show here on Friday. And it's a wonderful, wonderful charity if you want to get involved and give back to the community. They can help match you up. And we also have a lot of facilities through the hospital that can help match you up with the right medical association. You may need, as an aging in place, we've got several contributing people that are on the board with us and in the various Chamber of Commerce clubs with us that do aging in place supplementation or augmentation. And in fact, they will start by having somebody come into your house a couple of times a week for a couple of hours a day. It may be to help mom while you're away, if mom's living with you, or if it's a couple still living together and somebody needs physical therapy, they can come in and help do physical therapy and start to grow with you. As you need more, they will bring more. And there are some consultants available that can help match your needs to the requirements, your requirements to the services that a lot of these organizations with aging in place bring to the table. The question always comes up of costs, and families should examine their parents' health benefits to determine if there's coverage for types of things such as what does Medicare cover? Do they have a Medicare supplement, which you should? What does it cover long-term? What is the private long-term insurance that they have cover? Get everything in place so that, in effect, you understand, and the situation gets progressively more needy as the situation progresses. You understand what you have, what you don't have, what you need, and what you don't have, and how to fulfill those needs through the services that are available here in Hunterdon County. Fortunately, we're a very, very well-thought-out social service county. Unfortunately, the word doesn't get out as well as it should be as all the things that we do. For instance, we have a senior center right here next to the hospital in the Raritan section of right on 31, 100 Medicare. And right before you get to 100 in Medicare, you come across Sandhill, and there's a couple of buildings right there. That whole complex is for seniors and veterans and the disabled. Financial considerations. Yeah, it always comes down to money, doesn't it? Damn it. You would think you worked hard, you put enough away, and you should have enough. But either that's not the case, or it costs a lot more than you thought it was going to cost, because that was then, this is now. One of the things that we work with people on today are reverse mortgages. A reverse mortgage is as simple as I've got some assets, I've got some retirement, I've got some Social Security coming in, and between that, I'm just making it. But I have a lot of equity in a house. What a reverse mortgage does is it allows you to go take about half of that equity out. The house has to be paid for, so you could pay it off as part of the process. And you could take the balance of it out in monthly payments, or you could leave a credit line there that you can draw upon as needed. Or you can take a lump sum out and use it as you see fit. And what happens is you never lose the house. Under any circumstances do you get put out of your house. At some point in time, should you go into a nursing facility or pass on eventually, the house gets left to your heirs just the way it would be, but it gets left with a lien against it for the reverse mortgage amount. And I don't believe any case that lien would be worth more, because in effect you can only borrow about 50 or 60% against the house. So it's a pretty well regulated and protected industry. That's one way to get some additional financial assistance. Another may be just to sell your house and get into a smaller house. That's where sort of I come in. Of empathy for people, because I've gone through it myself. I've sold my house, and you know, say when a man leaves up his driver's license, it's like his last frontier. I think selling your house sometimes feels that way as well. Why do I have to give it up? I really want to live there, but I can't physically, I can't financially maintain the house anymore. What we try to do, and my typical situation in Hunterdon County, is I find somebody in a house that's worth about $500,000 to $600,000, and they have a little better than 50% equity built up into it. So they have a $600,000 house, just to use round numbers. They have $300,000 in equity, and we sell the house and we take the $300,000 and we either pay off or pay off most of a 55 plus community. That community could be here in Hunterdon, it could be over in Somerset. They have a little more to offer, 55 plus, than we do. And it could be in Pennsylvania, where the cost of living is a lot cheaper, but you're not where you want to be necessarily. Nothing wrong with Pennsylvania, but if you've lived in Hunterdon all your life, that's probably where you want to live your senior years as well. So you've got to take a look at what happens when you sell your house. Sometimes there's taxation on the sale, capital gains. For example, and I can't give you accounting advice, but I can tell you how I think it works. For homes owned at least 5 years and lived in at least two of those 5 years, up to $250,000 for a single or $500,000 for a married couple, gains are non-taxable. So if you sell it for more than you bought it, the first $500,000 as a couple is non-taxable. And you got to see an accountant and go through that and see how it works for you. Other factors that can affect the proceeds, the reverse mortgage could be leaned against it. If you've been receiving Medicaid benefits, and that's a state benefit, versus Medicare, which is a federal benefit, it may attempt to recover as part of those costs. And that could be one of the partners has gone into a nursing home or assisted care facility. Every partner still living in a house, you finally sell it, they may have a lien on your house to recover some of the finances. Usually you sign that right away when you go in, and that needs, you need an elder care attorney and a financial planner and probably an accountant to make sure. And it sounds like a lot, but we're talking about an hour of each one of two or three people, and you're going to spend $100 an hour to do that roughly, to make the right decisions. It's a minimal investment. And then how will the sale of your house affect your estate? And that's where the financial planner comes in. Sooner or later, we're all going to sell our house. We all sold a house to come to the house we're in. We're all going to sell the house we've got to go to another house, be it through senior downsizing, right-sizing, be it through just moving on and getting into a different area or a different style house. I can be of help. I try to work in a consultative manner and let you know what your options are and give you some things that you may not have been thinking of. And in effect, I've been trained to do this, so it's not like I've done a million of them. I've done a few of them and have got experience with it, but I understand through my training what are the things you should be considering. And then the legal considerations are, and that's where the elder care attorney, your estate and your trust planning, and the estate planning in New Jersey just changed radically with this new law that is going to make our gas go up in about 4 days. The estate planning for estates left to family absolutely eliminates progressively over the next 2 years. By 2018, there is no state taxation on estates. And secondly, a lot of people used to set up residency somewhere else for 26 weeks and a day so that that state, which was more friendly for taxation purposes on retirement income, now doesn't offer the advantage it used to. New Jersey, and it will be equal. Once again, you need to talk to an estate planner and or an accountant to better understand it. But it keeps changing. I mean, a year from now, it'll be different than it is today. You need to have power of attorneys in place. You need to, in effect, probably go through what we just recently did is we went to DJ Wright here at Wright Funeral Home, just off the Flemington Circle on 31 North, and we made our funeral arrangements, called a funeral director arrangement. That's funeral contracts. So anyway, it says, you know, do you want to be buried? Do you want to be cremated? What do you want done with your remains after? It's a plan that you put into place that becomes part of your will so that when you do pass on, it's not only laid out legally what is to happen with your remains, but secondly, it makes it easier for your family because they don't have to decide. You'll discuss this with them so they're aware of it. And thirdly, in a lot of instances, you pay for it or allocate part of your insurance to it so it's paid for. You need those power of attorneys. I know Marilyn and I each have a health power of attorney, and in effect, she keeps her will separate from mine, and that those are all taken care of. So you need not only the power of attorney, but the will, which is the disposition of personal property. And look at the potential effects of the sale of other resources of incomes. So, you know, for instance, I've got a couple of cars. What would happen if I pass unexpectedly? I hope to drive them around for a lot longer. But if I was to pass unexpectedly, I've got five children. Who would get the car? I mean, you know, our decision is we'll just liquidate and spread it equally. But, you know, your decision may not be that way. You might want to split this here, that there, that kind of thing. Elder law can help you in the preservation and transfer of assets to avoid spousal impoverishments, I should say, when the spouse enters a nursing home, and Medicaid planning, Medicare planning, and social and disability plans and appeals. Selling your current home. When the time comes, what has to happen? We went into a house in Canal Walk, which is in Somerset, and it was pretty cluttered. And even the daughter-in-law of the homeowner didn't see the clutter as bad as I said. So I made some suggestions, and one was to bring a professional stager in. And we took a professional stager who came in and gave her three levels of planning. And I got to tell you, I do this for a living, was blown away by the difference that a professional stager made. We made that house look like a model house from a cluttered house. We substituted some furniture. We used some of what was there. we got a lot of the stuff that was cluttered out of the house, at least into the garage and boxes, so it looks a little neater. And I really believe two factors will happen. We'll get more for that house than we ever could have in the condition that it was in, and we'll sell it a lot quicker as well. And it'll probably be the first of the development. So a professional stager may be one of the things you need to consider when it's time to sell your house to get it ready for market. You need a real estate agent who knows how to show your house and screen the people that are coming in to look for it. That's where I come in, Joe Peters, Weigert Realtors. Give me a call, 908-238-0118. And then you need somebody who can negotiate the sale and the closing. And that's another thing that I do. I do about 24 transactions a year. And in effect, I got to tell you, it's a lot easier to negotiate from the sideline. You know, if you're the quarterback and you're trying to get that ball down the field or decide who's going to run with it, it's a lot different than if you're the coach and you're looking at it from the sideline. And since I do about 24 negotiations a year and have done hundreds in the course of my real estate career and professional career, I can help you understand where to start, what to do in relationship to the counter you've just received or the initial offer you've just received, and how to map out a plan to get what you need out of the negotiation. So those are just a few of the things that need to be considered. Becoming a senior is something we're all going to go through. I'm going through it right now. As I said, 10 years ago, I couldn't spell senior. Now I are one. But it's not bad. It's probably the plateau in your life that you never thought you would get to so quickly. And at the same time, as long as your health holds out, you can have a lot of fun with it. It's the fact that we're living longer has led to several social problems, like will Social Security last? Will your money last? But on the other hand, what choice do you have? It's time to enjoy your life. It's time to get on with the next phase of your life, which is either partial or total retirement. And it's time to right-size into the right type of house, be it a 55-plus, just a smaller unit in the same town, or maybe a retirement community somewhere else near to where the kids live. I can help you with all of those things. My name is Joe Peters. I work for Weikert in Clinton. I've been doing this for 13 years professionally and about 20 years in total. I can be reached at the numbers that you'll be hearing in about 10 seconds, and I'll be back to say goodbye.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, and that's my story. That's all about Joe Peters. I enjoy what I do. I'm good at what I do, and I would like to help you enjoy the process that you're going through, helping to make your senior decisions or decisions for the seniors in your family. I can be reached at the numbers given, or you can go to my website, 908-238-0118. That's my phone number, 908-238-0118. The website's jpeters.com. And on there is a 55-plus tab. You can get to a lot of my prior recordings on various subjects, including this one eventually. And give a listen to it if you'd like to, or just give me a call. And you can browse through all the information that I went through today on that site. It's all laid out under my 55-plus consideration. So hope to hear from you soon. Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors, and we're going to go over to the news, and I will be back next week with my real estate update, because it will be the first of the month next Tuesday, and I should have all of the statistics for October compiled. Thank you very much. I'll talk to you then.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
If it is not waived, when we go back, we will move legislation and solve this problem once and for all, because this is unacceptable.
House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy responding to news that American veterans are being forced to repay their reenlistment bonuses. McCarthy said the Defense Department can waive these fees, but so far the Obama administration has chosen not to. Democrats trying to pass the buck, saying Republicans knew about the problem and did nothing, but McCarthy says that's not true.
That is outrageous. If somebody, I've met with individuals all the time, never did I hear this come up. This is outrageous going forward. I can